Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everyone to UWA Today, episode 2. Last week was like the greatest episode ever, and of course, errors. It's always errors. Welcome aboard. I am the Hollywood champion, Hollywood Tony P. I am your United World champion, but I am not the business at hand. We got a lot to talk about, and since the last time we were here, a lot of stuff has gone down. There were plans changed. And now if you've been following up and keeping along, you know that there are a bunch of factions in the wrestling industry that would love to see the United Wrestling Alliance fail. And so, it's a shame. But then again, there are some things that I would love to see fail as well. So it's the same boat. But today on the show, of all who's out there, I'm going to call you out. I'm calling you out. You know who you are, and you know why I'm calling you out. That's all I'm going to say. Okay, so tonight we got a couple things. We got a new commercial. This is the second of the shows. Like I said, the last one gone to existence. Big news, Thunder Brawl. Thunder Brawl is coming. That will happen once we get the venue and things are a little bit in flux. So what we're doing now is we're having an underground women's title tournament. Now, we can't do it in with Colorado people because for some reason there are people in Colorado who apparently just don't want to work with me because, I don't know, I exposed the entire industry in Colorado as not paying its wrestlers enough. I don't know. That is really all I said, and plus I was kayfabing a whole storyline of owning the United Wrestling Alliance, and we know that that was all a fiction, fake fiction. No, actually, it's real, and I own the United Wrestling Alliance, but I am also the United World Champion, defeating Diablo Toro, the champion of the ring. 1, 2, 3, in that ring. And much like that, we are going to crown a United Women's Champion. If you haven't seen the title, go to the Facebook, our Facebook, United Wrestling Alliance, the Wrestle UWA. It is all there. Excitement abound. Just so many things. We're hoping on a trip, right? We're going, but things are happening, okay? Now, there's a lot of wrestlers that I can't announce as part of the roster. I've been trying to do it, but I can't for reasons legitimate or otherwise with they're in their leagues doing this thing and that thing. But just understand, there's a lot of people who would do it, and then there are some people who I thought would but wouldn't. And I don't know who's got my name in your mouth, you know, but cut it out. So I'm going to reveal here tonight the name of the four women who will be participating in this title tournament, and one of them will be your United Women's Champion, and that title will be defended at Thunder Brawl as well. So not only will I, the Dragon, the Hollywood Dragon, the Hollywood Dragon Champion, the President of the United States and the Dragon Champion, the United World Champion, me, Hollywood Tony P, I'm going to put my title on the line against four other people in a Thunder Brawl match. And whoever the woman is who wins, title on the line at Thunder Brawl as well. Now, Is the women's match going to be a Thunder Brawl match? Highly doubtful. And is the UWA going to work with other leagues? Yes. Now you might wonder, oh, but Hollywood, there are only 97 leagues in Colorado right now. None of them want to work with you. Well, that's not true, actually. There are quite a few who would work with me. But again, it's more along the lines of, I don't think anybody really has the balls to accept my offer. That's all. Nobody has the balls to A-number-one face me and get a big payday. I'll pay you. Pay you in a heartbeat. You want to fight me, you want to challenge my title, and you want a venue, I will pay you. And I know what all you out there are charging for people. I will pay you 10 times what you're charging. Let me repeat that. Well, 10 times what the bearded lady was charging. I will pay the wrestlers out there. Any one of you who thinks they have balls enough to stand up to the other assholes in the industry, step up and say, listen, I agree with Tony P. He's going to give me a shit ton of money and exposure. Fuck, man, I have an action figure of myself. You want an action figure of yourself? You're not going to get one. You know why? Because you're not in the United Wrestling Alliance. You know who's going to get one, though? Muerte Silencioso, that fucker. He's going to get one. Oh, shit. And the Huntress, yes, the first entrant into the women's title tournament, she's going to get a, oh, what the hell, man? Wow. And professional photo pictures. Holy shit. And there's a lot of people, again, like I said, if you know what the bearded lady was charging, I'm telling you, I will pay you 10 times what the bearded lady was charging. I will pay you 20 times what I would say CSW is charging. And I will pay you 40 times what you get paid up north. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know what they pay, but I guarantee it's not at least $50 and a cut of the profits, which, of course, at the United Wrestling Alliance and every show and every person that we have challenging gets such a thing. Diablo Toro, in fact, in the match against me got how much? $50 plus a cut of the take. There was no take, and, you know, he is a friend, so we were able to do it because, you know, he was owed me a favor. I owed him a favor, and, you know, if he would have beat me, he'd have been the champion. So it's all good. Same with Eddie Machete. $50, Eddie Machete, and a cut of the take. But again, of course, some of our events have been, the police have been called on us. Some of the talent that I have gear. I have an entire persona set for somebody. $1,000 if you want it. Is that it? $2,000? $3,000? $4,000? $5,000? No, that's way too much. You know, and money is no object here in the United Wrestling Alliance. Should we bring in major celebrities and stars? Okay. I don't really care about money or making money. My goal is to get money in the hands of those around me. Help my friends out. Like I said, I got a gimmick here for somebody who decided just to ghost me out of the blue. And nope, you're not going to, don't get to be it. Hey, you want to come and take this? You could get an action for, hey, whatever. I'm not begging. I don't care. I had to go out of state to find these people. I'm going to go out of state to find the next people. But I just figure some of you Colorado people, you know, I mean, you might think I'm just a joke here, but I have real money. So whatever the joke is, I'm willing to pay you. And you know, as much as I know, you know exactly how much the bearded lady was charging. I will pay you 10 times that and, you know, work on a gimmick. I also, and here's another thing. Here's a little inside scoop for anybody out there listening. Why everybody has cultivated their indie personality so much, but this is for the wrestlers out there. Why I want to have personas. I want to bring, say, somebody, Steve Jones, whoever that is, come into my league. You're going to be Jumpin' Jim Bronzel. You know what I mean? You're going to be Earthquake. You're going to be... I want to do that. Nobody wants to do that. You know, none of the independent wrestlers around here want to come in and do that. Okay? They don't want to change their gimmick. It's not change their gimmick. You can have your own gimmick wherever else you are. But I'm about characters here, you know? Again, if you don't know who I am, okay, you might not understand that I have a fucking degree. I went through fucking hell in Hollywood, college, and just around the whole scene. I have awards, legitimate awards for directing, directing actors, acting, production, producing, okay? And I understand how to make storylines, go stories. I know branding. I know, you know, I am an artist, so we have a lot of branding. I know all of those things, okay? And so that's why the United Wrestling Alliance is going to be around for a while, because I don't care what you're thinking. Whoever works for me, I'll pay you handsomely. And so what? Okay, so there's a stigma. So somebody get up, stand up, and say, hey, I'll work for you. Whatever, man. I'll pay to travel, go to different places, TV deals. I'll get you on TV. Anyway, so the women's title tournament. We're going to get into that in a second. We're going to take a break here, though. And we got a new commercial. And so we're going to play that when we once I figure out where everything is here. We got a new commercial, and, you know, it's, I hope it's great. Of course, it is my theme song, and the theme of the show is my theme song. But honestly, I'm the host, and, you know, we were doing the party cast, but Javi C is dealing with his own things over where he's at, with his tag team titles over there at One Revolution Wrestling, so if you guys want to go check them out, too. That's really cool. But so for the party cast, we're, you know, that will happen. But right now we're focusing on this and the greatest talk show. But this is our new home for radio until he decides to shut it down. And that's why we're doing these shows, so he doesn't shut this down. And so you can understand the underbelly of the independent wrestling scene here in Colorado. And I'm not giving away anything. I'm not naming names. None of it. Okay. All I know is that there's a clear distinction and a shift between one or the other. Currently, there is a poster out right now for a show out right now that is using a logo that I designed. Right there, right out. Would I ever get credit for it? No. Would anybody ever say I ever did it? No. Would anybody ever say I was involved in anything other than nothing? No. Because balls seem to be missing. But hey, that's just me, and that's where we're at. So when we come back from this break, we're going to find out. I gotta find it. Where's all the, there's so many commercials, there's so many people on the World Generation Podcast Network. There's so many commercials. The board is crazy, if you've ever seen it. And you can contact them too and go to Facebook, World Generation Podcast Network, or United Wrestling Alliance, like us both. But there's so many other shows, and there's a lot of other shows coming back. So let us take a break, and let's take a listen to UWA Today's commercial, and we'll be right back after this.
Your Hollywood Dragon, Tony P, the United World Champion, hosting UWA Today. UWA news and matches and inside information of the entire indie wrestling scene. Listen as the drama unfolds live. Only on the World Generation Podcast Network.
Kindling Fire Cigar. Come on in and enjoy the game. Come on in and relax with friends. Come on in and light them up at Friendly Fire Cigars, where they carry top brands such as Arturo Puente, VAO, Romeo and Julieta, Avo, Monte Cristo, Ashton, and many, many more. Friendly Fire Cigars, where they have amenities such as comfortable leather seating, 4HD TVs with 4 separate cable receivers, Netflix, Wi-Fi, cigar locker rental, patio seating, and much, much more. Where do you want to go? Friendly Fire, Friendly Fire, Friendly Fire Cigars. 1905 South Derry Ashford. Friendly Fire Cigars. Get there.
Rising from the depths of oblivion, materializing out of the ether, lost, found, the greatest talk show that will ever be. Return to the World Generation Podcast Network. Stay tuned for more.
You want to see something really scary? Something
really scary.
You want to see something really scary?
This week in GTA, Hump Day Horse Racing. Every Wednesday night, join the Alpha. From Alpha to Omega presents Let's Play GTA in a simulcast of epic proportions. And it's only Wednesday nights right here on the World Generation Podcast Network. Be there.
People everywhere are signing up to join
WrestleCorp, WrestleCorp.com.
Enlist yourself in the best wrestling news, wrestling opinion, and of course, the best wrestling commentators in the history of mankind. Grab your gear and join
WrestleCorp.
Sit yourself down in the gorilla position and come join the fight to make wrestling a worldwide phenomenon. Join
WrestleCorp, WrestleCorp.com.
From bell to bell, are you ready?
You're listening to the World Generation Podcast Network. Please like us on Facebook at World Generation or on Twitter at World Generation Podcast. And now back to the show.
Welcome back, everyone, to UWA Today. I am the Hollywood Dragon and your champion, Tony P. So, big show announcement. We have the women's title tournament. We've already announced the Huntress as the first entrant into the tournament. Next, we have Violet Dawn. That's right. Violet Dawn is going to be in there as well. And then two more spots as well. Now, again, as we've talked about in the United Wrestling Alliance here, we are about wrestlers paying our wrestlers and the characters that they inhabit. So some of these people are wrestlers you have heard of and women that you may have seen before, but of course, but anyway, so that's that. And of course, we have a bounty out there if anybody wants it. You know, hey, whatever, don't work for me, work for me. I'll just keep finding talent elsewhere. And you know what? I am in the best shape of my life. I had no choice but to get in shape. And I thank everybody out there. I'm going to call you out. But honestly, like, if a whole bunch of people who have no business coming onto my page and into my business didn't come into my page and on my business and start shit, then I would have never been at this situation and had to fight my way to be champion. And with the physique of the fucking gods here, I tan every week. I'm fucking rippling in muscle. Okay? You know, no matter who you are, you know, come get me. I am the best champion, the greatest champion in Colorado, because nobody wants this. But that's not true. Because in Thunder Brawl, there's going to be four people vying for that title. And I can tell you, secretly, we already got a couple of those guys. So let me tell you, you might not think anything's going on in the United Wrestling Alliance, but you are wrong, sir. Wrong. But I want to call you out. I've been watching you, and I'm going to call you out. I know you're there you are. Let me tell you something. You know, thank you, sir. You are a declaration of independence. Yes, I'm calling you out. One Revolution Wrestling owner, Conde Federico, thank you, you great man. He is a great man. His league is great. And I'm calling him out by name. Thank you. Not for any support, not for, just thank you. Thank you for creating an environment where wrestlers can wrestle somewhere where there is no politics. You know what? He doesn't care. He doesn't care about this. He doesn't care about that. You know, there's a lot of drama going on in wrestling. But I'm going to call him out for the great, upstanding person he is. I suggest you go see the show Betrayal at the Haraz Center in Colorado Springs with One Revolution Wrestling. It's going to be spectacular. I support him because he's my friend, and I want to call him out live. Thank you for being a friend. I want to call him out. Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road, back again. Your heart is true. And you're a pal. You're a comforter. You're a blanket. You know, if you ever threw a party and invited everyone you knew, you would see the biggest gift would, it would be from me. The card. Well, the card is subject to change. But it would say thank you. I bet you thought I was going to call out some other asswipe. No, I'm not going to call out big titties. You know, I'm not going to call out Fatty McFatty. I'm not going to call, I don't even know what those people are. See, it's not easy just to make up people, and it's okay, because I'll leave that to the head booker of the United Wrestling Alliance. I think I'm gonna Evanston. I want to see to get him back, but the idea we had was pay people, and I want to pay people. I will pay people to wrestle. I already have people I want to pay to wrestle, but if you want to wrestle and get paid and have a action figure, then come on to the United Wrestling Alliance. I'm not begging, though. Like I said, the Thunder Brawl is full. It was. The card was booked. I had it until the one person who was supposed to be the one person decided to ghost me for some reason, because I'm sure somebody bothered to say something with my name in their mouth. And, you know, the only thing should be in your mouth there. Somebody else's balls or somebody's asshole, whoever you're kissing or whoever fucked. Jilly Fields, that's right. Jilly Fields joins Violet Dawn, and the Huntress, Violet Dream. That sounds so silly. Violet Dawn, though, she's very violent, and you're going to love her. This girl is crazy. She's crazy. And Jilly is cool, too. Jilly Fields, ladies and gentlemen, and then one more This is the California girl. California girl, Samara, going to be there as well. And one of these four women will be the new United Wrestling Alliance's women champion. And they will put that title on the line at Thunder Brawl. Where is Thunder Brawl? Wherever you want it to be. When is Thunder Brawl? Whenever you want it to be. But in all serious, up and down, left and right, we're not going anywhere, and I'm not going anywhere. And, you know, as champion, I get paid a lot by myself. And the United Wrestling Alliance is making moves and, you know, have no need of anything other than helping my friends and the wrestlers get paid and the exposure they deserve. Right billing, right exposure, even craft a character, for God's sake. I can't believe it, you know? Crafted a character. Whatever. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the way the card is subject to change, and it's okay. I'm used to it. I don't mind. Because, honestly, like, if they're talking about you, that must be doing something right. And why not? Both titles are awesome. The one I have is great. I sleep with it every night underneath my pillow. It is my ode to work hard, earn every bit of it. A decade of hard work, a decade of perseverance, a decade of working with jerk promoters, a decade of working with good promoters, a decade of working with people and backstabbers and this. I earned every bit of that title, worked my fingers to the bone every day, lap after mile after mile after mile in the water, lap after lap, every day, chicken and fruit, chicken and fruit, chicken and vegetable, chicken and fruit, every day, up, down, up, down, up, down, 500 reps total, every day, just so I could be this Italian God that I am. And then I trained, and I trained, and I trained. Every day in the ring, I trained. Ask Samuel. I was there every fucking day. Training, training, training. Still training to this day. And I won. Hard fought battle. I am the champion. Do you want my title? Do you want to be the champion? Let's face it, my title looks great. My title is like just, it's gold. It's real fucking gold, man. I paid money for the United Wrestling Alliance to be the spectacle and the pinnacle of the world. And so I designed the title. I earned it. I beat him 1, 2, 3. Toro was down. His shoulders were down. My hand was raised. And as long as nobody really cares to come and get it, and get paid what you're worth. Don't want to get paid what you're worth. Get paid $20, a hot dog, a handshake, a jerk off. Go ahead. Whatever, I'll be waiting, sitting on my throne, my championship throne, my title in my hand, lording over all of it. No one will take it from me, and you'll have to pry it from my cold, dead hands. Can't wait to find out who it's going to be. And who will be your United World Women's Champion? That's going to be great. And, of course, we will announce the Thunder Brawl participants when we get the opportunity. And don't forget to check out your local wrestling. Even if it is up north, there are some great shows. And some of the people, some of the time, some of the ways are okay. So you should go check it out, even if I don't like them. Because indie wrestling is really where it's at. So thank you, guys. I am Hollywood Tony P, and join me on the greatest talk shows on Monday from Oblivion. We're out of here, ladies and gentlemen. UWA Today. I'm the champ, biatch!
presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.
Number 5 is alive.